The Senate is now in session. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1246, entitled An Act Relating to Human Trafficking Hotline Posters. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1303, entitled An Act Relating Solely to Lobbyist Expenditures. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1500, entitled An Act Relating to the Board of Cosmetology and Barber Examiners, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, Senator, are you objecting? Okay. We of the Senate will go back to the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Sorry to jump the gun there a little bit. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
And no explanation of the bill right now.
Thank you,
necessary.
Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 926, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to radiologic imaging and radiation therapy licensure.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 927, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to public contracts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
To introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over on my left and your right on the side here is Bailey Siegel, another great addition to my office. She's a junior at the University of Missouri, majoring in agricultural economics with an emphasis in public policy. And she's from just down the road here in California, Missouri. And I'd like the Senate body to make her feel very welcome because she will be around for this session.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from Lewis from the Senate chamber. We are back on the business of introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of you?
You may.
Does the Senator from the 28th have more of another legislative package?
Not that I'm aware of, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 765.
Senate Bill 765, an act relating to reports issued by the state auditor.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 766.
Senate Bill 766, an act relating to the operation of certain motor vehicles on the shoulder of the roadway.
Transportation, Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 767.
Senate Bill 767, an act relating to video lottery.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 768.
Senate Bill 768, an act relating to property taxation of telephone companies.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 769.
Senate Bill 769, an act relating to financial transactions involving public entities.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 770.
Senate Bill 770, an act relating to contracts executed by counties.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 771.
Senate Bill 771, an act relating to restrictions on the use of payroll deduction options for public employees.
General Laws, Senate Bill 772.
Senate Bill 772, an act relating to early childhood education funds.
Education, Senate Bill 773.
Senate Bill 773, an act relating to income tax for certain non-residents.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 774.
Senate Bill 774, an act relating to vaccines in certain elected offices.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 775.
Senate Bill 775, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 776.
Senate Bill 776, an act relating to the administration of vaccines.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 777.
Senate Bill 777, an act relating to reimbursement for the cost of incarcerating certain prisoners.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 778.
Senate Bill 778, an act relating to an insurer's liability in an interpleader action.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 779.
Senate Bill 779, an act relating to long-term care certificates of need.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 780.
Senate Bill 780, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 781.
Senate Bill 781, an act relating to professional licenses.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 782.
Senate Bill 782, an act relating to fees assessed by the Department of Natural Resources.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 783.
Senate Bill 783, an act relating to the establishment of the Missouri Promise Scholarship Program.
Education, Senate Bill 784.
Senate Bill 784, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communications devices while operating a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 785.
Senate Bill 785, an act relating to student mental health at public institutions of higher education.
Education, Senate Bill 786.
Senate Bill 786, an act relating to freedom to disclose information about public employers.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 787.
Senate Bill 787, an act relating to the Missouri Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 788.
Senate Bill 788, an act relating to education about human sexuality.
Education, Senate Bill 789.
Senate Bill 789, an act relating to the Missouri Care Counts Program.
Education, Senate Bill 790.
Senate Bill 790, an act relating to the registering of roofing contractors.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 791.
Senate Bill 791, an act relating to the offense of involuntary manslaughter.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 792.
Senate Bill 792, an act relating to expungement of criminal records involving the offense of prostitution.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 793.
Senate Bill 793, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 794.
Senate Bill 794, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 795.
Senate Bill 795, an act relating to termination of parental rights.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 796.
Senate Bill 796, an act relating to the licensure of psychologists.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 797.
Senate Bill 797, an act relating to animals.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 798.
Senate Bill 798, an act relating to libraries.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 799.
Senate Bill 799, an act relating to consumer credit protection for protected persons.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 800.
Senate Bill 800, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings.
History, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 801.
Senate Bill 801, an act relating to minimum wage.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 802.
Senate Bill 802, an act relating to women's and minority business enterprises.
General Laws, Senate Bill 803.
Senate Bill 803, an act relating to pregnant or postpartum offenders in custody.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 804.
Senate Bill 804, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 805.
Senate Bill 805, an act relating to the ability of minors to contract for certain purposes.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 806.
Senate Bill 806, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian or conservator for certain persons.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 807.
Senate Bill 807, an act relating to higher education.
Education, Senate Bill 808.
Senate Bill 808, an act relating to the transfer of intoxicating liquor.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 809.
Senate Bill 809, an act relating to service of process after the statute of limitations has expired for filing an action.
Civil, Gender Judiciary, Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 810.
Senate Bill 810, an act relating to school budget transparency.
Education, Senate Bill 811.
Senate Bill 811, an act relating to automated driving systems.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 812.
Senate Bill 812, an act relating to disabled veteran license plates.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 813.
Senate Bill 813, an act relating to the offense of peace disturbance.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 814.
Senate Bill 814, an act relating to driver's licenses for persons who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 815.
Senate Bill 815, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federal mandated natural gas safety standards.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. And Mr. President, please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 33, Senate Concurrent Resolution 34, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 35 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. 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 Hearing absolutely none. Senator from Cole.
That was a firm absolute, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
All those in favor of the motion of the Senate standing adjourned under the rules, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.